Now, I'm joined in the studio by Eric Watts, who was last on the show back in May. He is from the Spotlight Appeal. And so, very good morning.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you again.
Thank you.
And as you said, keeping as far away from me as possible and my cold. The Spotlight Appeal was launched in March with an aim to raise £600,000.
Yes.
And in September, you've reached £231,000,
Eric. Yes.
That is amazing.
Yes, we've had a very good response. The head office have been busy raising a lot of, raising the high profile and getting a lot of high profile events. Black Tie Gala just the other week, and also lots of other small community based events. I was fortunate myself, just going around my local streets, to have got just over £1,250.
Wow.
From the South End Half Marathon, which was in June, and then our next event is this coming Friday.
Now, before we talk about the event, we must tell everybody about the Spotlight Appeal, how you got involved, and what you're raising the money for.
Yeah. Okay, it's for improved equipment to make the whole business of having radiotherapy much less of an ordeal that it used to be. I know all about this because I had cancer when I was 12, and then again it came back when I was 14. So I've been through the treatment twice. Fortunately, second time round, and we're talking about 1962, a long time ago, I had some rather primitive chemotherapy, but as you see, it did the trick.
Yeah.
I got better and was so thrilled by having recovered from being very ill that I went on to have a career in medicine. And I worked as a consultant at Basildon Hospital. I would be referring patients to my colleagues at Southend to give radiotherapy. Patients would often be apprehensive, sometimes worried, and I would tell them there's not a lot to it other than having to lie on a cold, hard table whilst they shine the beams at you. And for some people, that can be very distressing. They have to shine the beams in exactly the right place so that they kill tumour cells but without damaging normal cells. So you have to be in a very precise position, which they work out from the scans. Even so, for some people, it can be very difficult. Sometimes any movement, because you might twitch, you might cough, that sort of thing, means they have to stop the treatment and repositioning you. Positioning you accurately can take time. This is where the new treatment makes all the difference. Wonderful new technology. And if you want to know more about this, the easiest way is to go onto YouTube, and it's a bit of a mouthful, surface guided radiotherapy. It is treatment which is only available in a few centres, so hopefully within the next 2 years it'll be available in Southend as well.
Yeah.
What it does is there's a system of cameras and infrared projectors in the roof, installed into the roof, so we don't get into the way of the existing treatment. And these emitters, perhaps we should call them, a bit technical, I'm afraid, those things that send out the rays, the rays bounce off the patient, and that means that because of the precision and the three-dimensional location of the cameras, they work out a 3D model of the patient, a virtual map, as it were, and that is more accurate for scanning, for positioning the radiation during the treatment than the other available treatments. So it means you can breathe. This is so important, particularly for breast cancer patients, where having air in the lung between the breast and the heart makes that extra margin of safety. So for women having breast cancer treatment, it's going to be a great help. Also for people who have cancers of the head and neck, who previously, and in fact, in the majority of cases, anyone who doesn't have this technology, that is most of the centres in the UK, they are given what we call a mask, but it's not
it's not a fun mask.
It's not like Halloween. It's
no.
it actually encompasses the whole of the face, half the head, down to the neck and onto the shoulders. So it means you simply can't move at all. Mm. You have a tube in your mouth to help you breathe properly, but it's not at all pleasant. Mm. If you look at the website, you'll see a picture of a lady called Karen who had the treatment. I met her running the Southend Half Marathon, so it shows again the treatment works, get you fit enough again, but at the same time, it's a very unpleasant business. Whereas with this new treatment, because the cameras and the interpretation software is so precise, it knows exactly where the tumour is, it knows exactly where that is in relation to the what we call the surface, the skin, which is what the cameras and the software is monitoring.
Yeah, so it sounds very similar, actually. I had laser eye surgery, and they said even when you blink, I went, oh, no, I better keep me. He went, no, you can blink. It's so precise. If you blink, it doesn't, the laser will not hit your eyelid because it's that quick.
Yeah.
So it's that precise. And obviously, probably years ago, you'd have had your eye held open and all the rest of things. So all those things, you know, when you're going through any treatments for tumours and things, and one of my friends was going through treatment from glioblastoma, which is a very nasty cancer, and she was having radiotherapy. And, you know, you have to have that mask screwed down onto the table. So also you can have like babies and stuff, and it's like, you know, wiggling around, and it is when somebody normally tells you to keep still.
Yes.
It's not really the way, but to anything to actually make, because I know there's amazing chemotherapy nurses and the treatment teams, but anything to make that easier, especially with radiotherapy, is only a good thing. And you're involved in the whole of that because of being ill as a child and wanting to make a difference. So you must have made an amazing difference to people's lives over the years with the treatment that you've done as well.
We do what we can, I think, and the improved treatment means we can do more, and people will feel less of an ordeal and get back to normal more quickly. That's the intention.
Yes, absolutely, and you are living proof of that. Now, you've got some more fundraising to do. But you've raised, as you said, $231,000 so far, which is an incredible amount of money. So if you want to get involved and support the Spotlight Appeal, you do have a jam factory, which made me think of the Jammy Dodger biscuits. Charity night, Radiotherapy Appeal, coming up on Friday the 13th of October here at the Bardswell Social Club.
That's right,
tell
us
about it.
Okay, well, the name of the band came from the fact that we emerged from, this is a bit of a mouthful, Essex Adult Community Learning Centre in Bishop's Hill, and we would do the basic, what can we call them, beginner's numbers and so on. But what our teacher, who is now the band leader, because we now have an identity outside of the Adult Community Learning Centre, we just like jamming a lot. So that means picking up on a quick musical, trying not to be too technical now, picking up on a riff, a beat, picking up on something and improvising on it, so that it's the improvisation is the thing that makes jazz different from most other forms of music.
Yeah.
So that we take a tune and then we do our own thing with it.
Yeah.
We do also, for the benefit of people who can't stand that sort of thing, play some standard numbers. For example, we start off with Peter Gunn and we have some of the traditional things, Summertime, where we, in addition to the saxophones, which are the biggest by number, we have a harmonica player and a trumpeter, and there's some lively stuff. There's a wonderful South African piece of music called Mandela, which is da 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 ba da da da. This is the stuff that I can't even think of it without feeling really joyful. It's such a wonderful, jolly piece of music.
Yep.
And so we started off as the Improvers saxophone class. And when I joined, one of the wittier members said, "Welcome, Eric. Some of us have been improving for a very long time."
And you've got Joe Allen as well singing.
Yes. Joe is someone who has done a lot for cancer charities. She started her career in banking and then joined the breast cancer unit at St Margaret's Hospital over towards Epping. She's had several of her close relatives affected by cancer, and she's taken it upon herself to organise a lot of fundraising events, and that she's a very lively person, likes to get up people dancing.
Excellent. And on your phone, by technology here, we can hear a little bit of the band and what you can expect on Friday. Now, it's at £10 if you get your tickets at spotlighttrapped.org, or it's £12 on the night at the Barsville Social Club. You can find Barsville Social across social media, and also it's www.thebarswellsocialclub.co.uk. Here we go. Is it going to work?
This is the... waiting for the music to start. You press the button on the recorder and
there we go. So that's a little taster. That's only recorded on a phone. Don't forget, on the night, you'll be able to hear the full band and also guest singer Joe Allen as well. And all the proceeds will be going towards the Spotlight Appeal, which is hoping to raise... When are you hoping to raise the 600th? Have you got a sort of goal for that, or is it within a year?
It was It was expected that it would take 2 years, but we're ahead of schedule.
Excellent. That's absolutely excellent. So you can have a look at the Barsville Social Club. You will be able to get tickets on the draw at £12, or you can buy them online for £10, but all the details will be there on the Barsville Social Club.
Can I mention very quickly that it's 7 o'clock, doors open, and that's when the musicians get in as well. So the first half hour will be a bit like arriving early at a symphony concert. There'll be people tuning up, and the music starts at 7:30.
Yes, and it's a lovely venue there. If you've been to the Barsville, great bar, loads of places to sit down, and they've got a stage as well. So it's a really nice atmosphere.
I like to say it's Brentwood's answer to Ronnie Scott, but if you know Ronnie Scott, you'll find out that the seats are more comfortable and the beer's cheaper.
Which is always a plus point. It's lovely to see you again. Thanks for all that you do, and for making a difference for people that are going through radiotherapy, and hopefully with that that will be installed within the next 2 years, making a huge amount of difference for people who are going through any treatments. It's great to see you again, Eric, and we'll hopefully see you next year.
But can we mention very quickly, next year we have a very big concert, and the nationally famous Dr. Feelgood, yes, who hail from Canvey Island. I contacted them, and almost straight away, Kevin, the drummer, who's been with them since the 70s, said, yes, we'll do it. They are very keen to support. They lost their lead singer, Lee Brillo, to cancer. They lost Wilco Johnson to cancer. Kevin has had family members affected. So they came on board straight away and said, we'll do it for free. So everything you spend on tickets and for raffle tickets this coming Friday, it all goes to the appeal. We've taken care of all the expenses.
And just to let you know, the Dr. Feelgood concert will be a great one because it's going to be in January. So after Christmas, get out in January the 13th. It's going to be at the Palace Theatre, Westcliff, 7:30, and tickets you can get from the southendtheatres.org.uk. All of those details will be up on the website. Thank you very much.